Good morning. This is Sunday, the 20th day of October, 2019. And we begin this day and this week at the quiet place in love and light and peace and prayer. Glory to God in the highest. And Linda has been here for a few days and departs today. And we thank God for the gifts He has given her while she's here. And so we pray. And it's Sunday, so in addition to hearing from our Creator and the Holy Spirit, as we do every Sunday, we also look forward to hearing from the Spirit of Jesus, inasmuch as He promised to come every Sunday and give us something He wants us to think about during the coming week. And He will. Hooray! Glory to God in the highest. And so we pray.
Amen.
We conclude our spoken and sung prayers and continue into the sacred silence every day with this question. We pray. Our Creator, God, what is it You wish for us to know today?
When a child knows all there is to know about the lessons of the first grade, they are passed on to the second grade because they have completed a series of lessons and proven to the teacher that they know how to read certain books, how to add and subtract and multiply and do all of the things required of them in the first grade. They complete it. They bring it to an end. They prove what they know and move to the second grade to begin again. And while they leave the first grade behind, they take all they learned with them as they progress through the second and third and fourth grade. The lessons of the past assist them in learning the new lessons of the new day, the new time. I sent Jesus to fulfill all the prophecies of the Old Testament, of the old time, so that the Old Testament was sealed with fulfillment of the promises made through the prophets. So that the new might be brought to those who are ready to hear, to those who are ready to graduate, to move on. And your brother Jesus did as he was asked. He fulfilled the old and brought the new to each of you. I sent him as the living word, so that the teachings he brought would hold power. He lived the teaching, so those with him could see and know. and in faith do. There is great power in the word. And the Holy Spirit says, as there is power in the Word of God, it would be good for you to know the power that is in the Word you speak. But when you deliver the Word by living the Word, all see and know. They see and know your thoughts by what you do. If your thoughts are pure and good and of love, that will be the course of your words. If your thoughts are harsh and clouded, that too will be the way of your words. God's living word walked upon the earth. Let those words become your words.